Why didn't Aragorn go after Frodo when the Fellowship split up? He had the choice, so why didn't he go to help the person carrying the One Ring who was walking into massive danger? Let's take a look. Hi everyone, this is Robert. Welcome to In Deep Geek. On this channel we cover the best fantasy worlds ever created, including The Lord of the Rings, A Song of Ice and Fire, and much more. Welcome. At the breaking of the Fellowship of the Ring, Aragorn is faced with a choice. Should he try to save Merry and Pippin, who had been captured by orcs and were being taken to Orthanc, or go after Frodo and Sam, who had crossed the Anduin and were heading to Mordor with the One Ring? For the purposes of this video, we can probably assume that Legolas and Gimli would follow Aragorn's lead. In the absence of Gandalf, Aragorn has become de facto leader of the Fellowship, and the Fellowship has split. Merry and Pippin were being carried forcibly west and a bit north, and Frodo and Sam were headed east and a bit south, opposite directions. Tolkien didn't leave them with a way to go after both sets of hobbits without splitting the three members remaining at their camp even further. As we know, the decision they made was to go after Merry and Pippin. But why? Well, we should acknowledge the immediate danger and confusion. Please don't get me wrong, I think that Boromir's sacrificial death in the film was one of the emotional high points, or low points, depending on your perspective, but in order to keep things simple for a cinema audience, it missed the confusion of that moment. In the book, Aragorn, Gimli and Legolas rushed into the scene after the orcs had left. They didn't know what had happened. Aragorn arrives for Boromir's final words, which again were changed. They have gone. The halflings, the orcs, have taken them. I think they are not dead. Orcs bound them. He paused and his eyes closed wearily. After a moment he spoke again. Farewell, Aragorn. Go to Minas Tirith and save my people. I have failed. Aragorn asks if Frodo was one of those hobbits, but it is too late. Boromir had died. So in the immediate aftermath of that attack, Aragorn didn't know where Frodo was. He didn't know that he had left the rest of the Fellowship and headed to Mordor. His best guess was probably originally that Frodo was still on the west side of the river and being carried away by those orcs. Still, Boromir's death was a valiant one in the book as well as the film. He killed perhaps 20 orcs trying to protect the hobbits, and he was heir to the Steward of Gondor, not an insignificant person in Middle-earth. And Aragorn and co. felt he deserved something of an honourable send-off. Perhaps not all they would do in other times, but dispatching his body down the Anduin while they sang laments was the least they could do. Unbeknownst to them, that decision had an impact later in the story as his body is seen floating down the river. But for us, it also meant that the Ranger Aragorn got to look at the prints left on the riverside and the other clues there. He surveyed the green lawn, quickly but thoroughly, stooping often to the earth. "No orcs have been on this ground," he said. "Otherwise, nothing can be made out for certain. All our footprints are here, crossing and recrossing. I cannot tell whether any of the hobbits have come back since the search for Frodo began." He returned to the bank, close to where the rill from the spring trickled out into the river. "There are some clear prints here," he said. "A hobbit waded out into the water and back, but I cannot say how long ago." He then went back to the camp for further clues. "Two packs are missing," he said, "and one is certainly Sam's. It was rather large and heavy." "This, then, is the answer. Frodo has gone by boat, and his servant has gone with him. Frodo must have returned while we were all away. I met Sam going up the hill and told him to follow me, but plainly he did not do so. He guessed his master's mind and came back here before Frodo had gone. He did not find it easy to leave Sam behind." Kudos obviously here to Sam for understanding Frodo's heart and refusing to be parted from him. But as far as Aragorn is concerned, it takes him to the decision we always knew he had. Should he follow Frodo and Sam, or Merry and Pippin? As a skilled ranger, and with an elf and an indomitable dwarf by his side, he surely wouldn't have had a problem tracking either of them. Yes, giving Boromir a proper send-off meant both potential quarries had a few hours head start. This wasn't like in the film where they saw Frodo and Sam on the other side of the river, but the practicalities of following them were not an issue. If Aragorn were to do a simple cost-benefit analysis at that point, personally I suspect that Frodo comes out on top. He has the One Ring, and destroying that is the most important thing going on in the plot at that moment in time, or at any moment in time. Surely Aragorn would have been useful there. Well, yes, he would, but we shouldn't pretend that he had an obligation to be there as a part of the Fellowship. This is what Elrond said back in Rivendell. "This is my last word," he said in a low voice. "The ring-bearer is setting out on the quest of Mount Doom. On him alone is any charge laid, neither to cast away the ring, nor to deliver it to any servant of the enemy, nor indeed to let any handle it, save members of the company and the council, and only then in gravest need. The others go with him as free companions to help him on his way. You may tarry, or come back, or turn aside onto other paths, as chance allows." So Aragorn hadn't sworn any oath to go with Frodo to the end, but he had promised to go to Minas Tirith. At the Council of Elrond, he promised to Boromir's face that he would come to Minas Tirith with Narsil, the sword that was broken and reforged. And with his dying words, his literal last words, Boromir said this to Aragorn: "Farewell, Aragorn. Go to Minas Tirith and save my people. I have failed." Aragorn reassures him that Minas Tirith will not fall. Boromir smiles and breathes his last. Aragorn considered himself the rightful king of Gondor, and here was the heir to the stewardship of Gondor using his last breath to beg him to save his people, and Aragorn gave him that reassurance. So Aragorn hadn't promised to follow Frodo all the way to Mordor. He had a people he viewed as his to protect, and he just promised a dying man that Minas Tirith wouldn't fall. When you add in the fact that, although Frodo and Sam were definitely heading into danger, Merry and Pippin were definitely already in danger, you can start to understand why Aragorn didn't immediately just go after Frodo. And there's one more thing. The Fellowship was probably always going to break apart at that point anyway, and Aragorn had told Frodo that it was for him to choose what happened next. They had paddled down the Anduin as far as they could, and enemies were close. Boromir clearly wanted to stay on the west of the Anduin, and Aragorn had publicly offered his sword in defence of Minas Tirith, though he was a little vague on timings there. Taking the ring to Mordor meant crossing the river, though. This is what we read. When they had eaten, Aragorn called the company together. "The day has come at last," he said, "the day of choice which we have long delayed. What shall now become of our company that has travelled so far in fellowship? Shall we turn west with Boromir and go to the wars of Gondor, or turn east to the fear and shadow? Or shall we break our fellowship and go this way and that, as each may choose? Whatever we do must be done soon. We cannot long halt here. The enemy is on the eastern shore, we know, but I fear that the orcs may already be on this side of the water." There was a long silence in which no one spoke or moved. "Well, Frodo," said Aragorn at last, "I fear that the burden is laid upon you. You are the bearer appointed by the council. Your own way you alone can choose. In this matter, I cannot advise you. I am not Gandalf, and though I have tried to bear his part, I do not know what design or hope he had for this hour, if indeed he had any. Most likely, it seems, that if he were here now, the choice would still wait on you. Such is your fate." Frodo did not answer at once. Then he spoke slowly. "I know that haste is needed, yet I cannot choose. The burden is heavy. Give me an hour longer, and I will speak. Let me be alone." So Aragorn gives him an hour, and Frodo wanders off. But the key thing here is that Aragorn has given Frodo the choice about which direction he wants to go in, and implicitly who he wants to take with him. And Frodo made a decision that he wanted to go east on his own, though of course he found it rather harder to leave Sam behind. It's easily missed, but while Frodo was away and Boromir had gone after him, the rest of the Fellowship had actually started to have a conversation about what to do. There's talk of a vote. Legolas and Gimli both say they would go east with Frodo, but personally think Minas Tirith is the better option. Aragorn suggests perhaps breaking up the Fellowship even further. Him, Sam, and Gimli could go with Frodo, and the others could head to Minas Tirith. Sam ends all that by stating that no, Frodo had already decided that he was going to Mordor, and was just working up the courage to do it. And he would probably think himself around in circles and decide he should go alone. Sam really did know Frodo much better than the rest of them. Pippin obviously says that he wouldn't allow it, but Aragorn takes a more pensive approach. "I wonder," said Aragorn. "He is the bearer, and the fate of the burden is on him. I do not think that it is our part to drive him one way or the other, nor do I think that we should succeed if we tried. There are other powers at work, far stronger." This may sound like a surprisingly laissez-faire approach by Aragorn, but it actually fits with how Gandalf always led. I did a whole other video on that if you're interested, but basically his default position was to give all the facts to Frodo and let him make the decision, then provide support and guidance along the way. Gandalf the Grey never actually led except in a very collaborative way. And we see that in Aragorn's ultimate decision to go after Merry and Pippin. Once they have given Boromir his send-off and worked out that Frodo and Sam have crossed the river, we get this. "Sam was right, I think," said Aragorn. "Frodo did not wish to lead any friend to death with him in Mordor, but he knew that he must go himself. Something happened after he left us that overcame his fear and doubt." He knew, and we know, what that something was, Boromir, but Aragorn didn't want to spell it out then. We read on. "Our choice, then," said Gimli, "is either to take the remaining boat and follow Frodo, or else to follow the orcs on foot. There is little hope either way. We have already lost precious hours." "Let me think," said Aragorn, "and now may I make a right choice and change the evil fate of this unhappy day." He stood silent for a moment. "I will follow the orcs," he said at last. "I would have guided Frodo to Mordor and gone with him to the end, but if I seek him now in the wilderness, I must abandon the captives to torment and death. My heart speaks clearly at last. The fate of the bearer is in my hands no longer. The company has played its part. Yet we that remain cannot forsake our companions while we have strength left. Come, we will go now. Leave all that can be spared behind. We will press on by day and dark." Aragorn had been beating himself up for making bad decisions all day, and he knew this was a big one. He decided to follow his heart, and his heart said that Frodo had made his decision, and Aragorn's own role was now not with him. It wasn't a clinical cost-benefit analysis, it was about care for Merry and Pippin, as well as trying to sense what his own role in all this was. And it was the right decision, for reasons he could not have fully foreseen. We may not know what would have happened if Aragorn had gone with Frodo, but we do know what wouldn't have happened. He wouldn't have stared Sauron down through the Palantir, convincing Sauron that he was the enemy to focus on. He wouldn't have gone through the Paths of the Dead and arrived in time with reinforcements at the Battle of the Pelennor Fields. And he wouldn't have been in Minas Tirith to heal Eowyn and Merry and gain the acclamation that led to him being recognised as the returning king. A very different story. Aragorn went after Merry and Pippin rather than Frodo and Sam because he had an obligation to Minas Tirith and Boromir, because he cared for Merry and Pippin, because he respected Frodo's choice, and because he discerned in his heart that was the right thing to do. His heart guided him well. If you'd like to see more videos like this, breaking down the details of Tolkien's Legendarium, there's a playlist appearing now on the left of your screen. Or to support this channel, thank you. There's a link to my Patreon page now on the right of your screen. That's all for this time. Thanks for watching. I'll see you again soon.